is that you pray for? What is it you pray for?
Salvation.
And what did you like? A joyful note. Without change. Without end. Heaven. There's no music in that.
You're listening to a podcast on the Black Fur Network.
Hey, welcome to the After Horror Podcast with me, Paul.
Me, Mark.
Me, Jim.
And me, Dan.
This week, we speak about the horrors of spending 24 hours in bed. We update you all on my sex tour. And I teach the guys the difference between twinks and bears, which is going to be the delight of one particular listener. Yes, you filthy pervert. Enjoy!
So boys, what have we been up to?
I went to the cinema.
Yay!
Yeah, that's right, bitches.
Lying.
Role reversal. He had sex and played drums. I went to the cinema. I saw Godzilla Minus One. And it was a fucking masterpiece.
So what was it? Just the background?
Yeah.
Where Godzilla should have been the entire time.
It's just some Japanese people.
Just some Japanese people, yeah, walking around going, oh,
By and large, it was just some Japanese people. But the Godzilla bits were fucking incredible. And I don't normally care about the human plot of a Godzilla movie, but fuck me, this film had heart. It was amazing. Yeah, as soon as it's like available, because they did a run of 3 days because, you know, subtitles, like, what's your none of that with no fucking subtitles on it. So as soon as that has been fixed and they release it for general release, I recommend you all go and fucking watch it. It is fucking brilliant.
I'm actually surprised there wasn't a bigger audience for it, truthfully.
It's done better over here than it has in Japan. The budget was like 15 million and it's already made close to a couple of hundred million.
Japanese theatres release weird though.
Do they?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they don't open blanket across the country.
Oh.
They got some really weird ways of doing things.
No.
Yeah.
Get out of town.
It's almost like they're in a different part of the world.
Yeah, well, honestly, Japan, and I love Japan. I'm obsessed with Japan. But there's some weird shit.
Yeah.
Like, there's so much, like, bureaucracy mm-hmm. in Japan.
Oh, yeah,
like,
yeah.
There's 50 million forms for absolutely everything.
So, yeah, I thought a prequel to the original Godzilla was going to be shite. But I'm going to go and watch it because it's a Godzilla movie.
Is it a sequel to Shin Godzilla?
No. Shin Godzilla exists in its own universe.
Oh, okay. One of many universes of Godzilla.
Yeah, there's five. Everything I could have wanted it to be and more. It, fucking incredible. Such a good time.
Yeah.
Definitely worth your views.
I mean, we all know, though, like that the 98 Godzilla's the best one, right?
You shush your noise, you naughty boy.
I mean, I mean, who doesn't think that Godzilla should look like a giant T-Rex? Because Jurassic Park did really well. It's got Diddy on the soundtrack.
Okay.
Diddy the diddler.
Did he diddle? Or didn't he?
Well, I mean, you know.
Did he diddle or didn't he?
Allegedly he's diddled.
So silly.
For the record, we're not laughing at
did he diddle, didn't he?
Awful crimes.
It's just the silly word.
Just the unfortunate fact for him that he called himself Diddy.
I mean, seriously, like, picture the scene, listeners. There's a fully grown man here, bigger than most of you, losing it over Diddy diddle diddled, or whatever the fuck he just said.
Diddy diddler.
It's Diddy diddler.
Look, he's gone.
Diddy.
His beard and everything. Like, seriously, he could fucking demolish you. And all you got to do is say diddy diddle diddo, and he's a mess. He's done.
Oh, so, you're safe. You'd have to stop watching One Piece.
That was before the episode. I'm halfway through One Piece as well. There's 1,000 episodes. We've worked out that I've currently spent 8 full days watching anime since August. So, yeah. Did he diddle or didn't he?
Well, who knows?
I mean, if that's not the podcast title, I don't know what it
is. 50 Cent's trolling hard all over Instagram.
What about you, Dan? What did you get up to?
I have been collecting reasons why Christmas can go fuck itself this year.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wowzers.
So far, I'm up to 9.
Well, as you know, me and Holly, the relationship came to an end. And then subsequently, I had to put my cat to sleep because she'd become viciously ill. So Christmas, nah, fuck it. I'm done.
But you got your little one.
That's the only thing. I'm putting a tree up like the day before she comes round.
Yeah.
When she come around?
Christmas Eve, day before Christmas Eve.
Oh, she's staying for yours for Christmas?
No. She'll go back to her mum's for Christmas.
So you have like a sort of an early Christmas?
Yeah.
Enjoy that one.
Yeah. And then it's coming straight back down again.
No, like that. Like an angry...
I mean, mine will come down on Boxing Day.
Yeah, well, mine will, definitely.
Yeah, Christmas is shit, like, yeah. I've got no family.
I love it. I'm balancing this shit out right now. I'm fucking love Christmas. Christmas for the win. Woo!
Okay.
I'm done with 2023.
Yeah, that's fair.
I keep thinking that. And I think, man-made construct of a new year isn't going to change anything.
No. It's just another period of time that I've got to embrace what life has to fucking throw at me.
Just some more endurance.
Yeah, I love all this new year, new me bullshit. You're going to be the same person you are in 3 days.
That drives me nuts. That's like the COVID syndrome. Do you remember when COVID came out? Yeah. And everyone was like, yeah, humanity's going to come out this different.
Yeah.
People are going to be nicer. People are going to be different. And I thought, no, they fucking won't. No. Because I'm a realist.
They just work from home more.
Yeah, and I know people were shit at their core.
No, I think the funniest New Year's resolutions I ever see was Use Lot. I've forgotten where hotels were around. They were like, right, we're all quitting smoking at midnight.
Just for the record, this would be fucking 25.
Oh, yeah, this was
years ago,
proper years ago. And I think that lasted all of half an hour.
None of us have smoked for fucking donkeys.
Yeah, but I think it lasted half an hour and everyone was like, well, we still got half a pack left, but we'll start in the morning.
I mean, that's every smoker.
Yeah, then we went to sleep, all woke up like, oh, fuck it, I've still got fags left, I'm going to smoke them.
I think that's one of the biggest things that my PT ever kind of taught me was why not now? Like the idea of that question, why not now? Because I remember saying to him like, oh, I think, you know, in the middle of August leading up to my birthday, I'm going to really try and like go on a big cut and just see what I can achieve. And this was in like July and he was like, why not now? I was like, well, you know, like on that day, then I'll start. And he's like, why not now? Just start now. Start today. Why are you waiting? What are you waiting for? Some bullshit thing like a new year that you're going to keep, you're putting it off. And then when that date comes, what's to stop you from continuing to put it off? Why not now? And I was like, oh. And then I didn't because my dog was dead. I was sad about fucking life. Yeah. It's been an emotional rollercoaster of an intro. Cheer, what have you been up to?
Not much, but I actually managed to learn something new at work.
Ooh.
Yeah, no, it's going to sound really boring, but I've been wanting to do this for years. It's managed to learn how to splice a rope into a chain.
Oh.
It sounds really boring, but it was really interesting for me.
A spine or a chope?
Can you weld it?
No, because it's a plastic rope.
Yeah.
Oh, it's plastic?
What? Yeah.
Plastic.
Well, it was a nylon-y rope, this one.
Okay.
Yeah, and just splice it into a chain.
Did you just do it for fun? Or
No, it was a customer's job.
But why, what is that for, out of interest? In seriousness?
Like for a boat, basically. This guy's boat.
You've got to wonder what end goes for the anchor or something.
He said it goes around the winch or something.
In which case, what's the point in the chain? Because it's only going to be as strong as its weakest point, which would be the rope.
Yeah, I don't know.
I did it and it was fun. There's obviously a reason for it, but I just can't imagine what.
Yeah. No, it's weird because years ago, my dad found this old rope pamphlet in there. His loft. Don't know how it ended up there. Yeah, it's weird. And it was destined. Yeah, no, it had this splice on it. And I actually took it to work, put it up on the wall with that way around because it was a double-sided one, just so I could look at that splice. And lo and behold, the guy comes in. I finally got the new one. I was kidding. Yeah, but you got to realise, like, it's very rare I learn something new at work because I've been there for so fucking long. So it was like, oh, something new. And I went to see Die Hard at the cinema. Awesome.
Are you saying that you got new money for old rope?
Don't. Hey? I will punch you.
Hey?
I will fucking punch you.
Hey? Hey?
No, you have no idea how many people say that to me at work, thinking they're the first person to ever say it to me.
All right.
Is it everybody?
Pretty much.
Don't get a twist about it.
I mean, someone had to be the first, though. No. There'll be the first for someone.
Yeah.
Not me.
But what have you been up to?
Oh, what have I been up to?
I told you, playing drums again. Like.
So I've been laying down sick beats. And sleeping with anybody.
That's hurtful.
True.
It's true, but it's hurtful.
What have I been up to? Don't know. I've been watching X-Files a lot.
Nice.
Watching loads of Christmas films because I love Christmas.
All right.
That's it.
Cool.
Yeah. Finish my drawer unit I was building.
Oh. Hey. You can find that at 720 Woodworks.
You can. Yeah, you can. Yeah.
For sale. For sale. It is for sale.
No, you can't. Yeah, you can.
Everything has a price.
No, not this. It's a birthday present for my mum.
Everything has a price.
My mum, that's 70 quid. In new money.
That shiny stuff that can go through the wash. Yeah. Fucking hell. Lads, I got paid from a couple of gigs and forgot that I thought I'd put my wallet in the wash. And I was like, I need that money. And I got very, very scared. And then I found my wallet, so it didn't go through the wash. I didn't have to test whether these new notes can handle going through the wash.
I wouldn't do that because I tested if they ripped. They do.
You shouldn't have tried on a 50, to be fair.
Yeah, I did. It was a fiver. But they rip.
Okay.
They rip right in half. Real easy. Once you get it going.
Yeah.
I think that's the point, though. They're hard to get going. I mean, most things are
same.
Easy.
Not that hard to get going.
Like Yellow Pages, you can rip in half once you get going.
There's a pair of scissors to it, just fucking went. It's insanely weak.
Took a blowtorch to it and the fucker just went up. Like, yeah. It's supposed to be flameproof.
Oh, Paddy the Baddy beat Tony Ferguson.
Oh, well done, mate. Yeah. Did he immediately start eating burgers afterwards? That's
I'd imagine
what he does.
So.
Yeah. I like that. I like that as a lifestyle.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to be fit. I'm sick of it.
I have to be two or three times a year.
To win, and now I want burgers. Thank you. I can still kick the shit out of you. I just got to make weight. Apart from that, we all watched a film, I believe.
We did.
Whose choice
was it? Hellraiser 3.
It was... Oh, God, no. It was Dan's choice.
Hellraiser 7, Deader. Which is what I found out that was a thing today. Hellraiser 7, Deader.
It was as quality as the film.
Hellraiser 8, Deadest.
No, it was something completely fucking different. It was Judgment. Like Hellworld. Was it Hellworld?
Yeah. Hellworld comes before... I think that's 5 or 6.
Oh, okay. Whatever.
Hellraiser 9, the Pirate Cometh.
So... Am I right in understanding that you don't have to watch the first 2021 Hellraiser films before watching Hellraiser 2022?
It's completely unrelated.
Yep.
It's a reboot.
Yep.
Yeah. It's fucking great. I'm going to say it right.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good time.
I absolutely love this.
It's a good fucking time.
Right. Yeah. To all the people that hated it, right. Now erase.
Yeah, we're talking directly to you now, motherfucker.
Right. If this film was its own release, like all the other Hellraisers did not exist. This would have been a like 8 out of 10 film.
Instant classic. Yeah. People
man, not on IMDb.
Yeah.
It's a horror film.
Yeah, good.
Best they can hope for is 6.
Yeah.
I was going to say a 6 out of 10, but that'd be good.
Yeah.
So if you got that would be respectable.
Yeah, but as I say, all the criticism for it. But I was watching it going, if this was just its own film, fucking brilliant.
Well, we know it ain't its own film, and I still thought it was fucking brilliant.
Yeah.
So
I had a good time.
Yeah. Let's just get this out of the way right off the top of the bat, because it is the elephant in the room. Pinhead's now a woman.
Don't
but
care.
I think she's better than Pinhead.
Yeah.
But in the novella, that's actually the case.
Yeah, well...
Well, it's a female voice.
Yeah, I've actually read the novel.
Have you?
It's very small. It's this big.
That's why he said novella.
Yeah.
Yeah, apparently it was meant to be sexless.
Yes. Yeah, it's like a god or whatever.
Yeah.
So
yeah. And this one didn't have a chest. Female. Just had a...
Yeah,
blank
a facade,
a bit of flesh,
yeah, clothing of its own flesh.
Fucking, how cool is that?
Badass.
I was gonna say
much better than the leather PVC bondage outfit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was
Clive,
say.
You pervert.
Yeah, have you seen Clive Barker's house?
Is it full of leather?
It's exactly how you think it would look.
Oh, really? Oh, so the front door's like a vagina.
Yeah, and he just spends all day in bed.
Which, as we found out before the podcast, you can't do.
I can't do that. No.
You can't do it.
No. Can you do that?
What?
Just stay in bed all day.
I said to him, I was like, oh, you know, you have like a... We came up about having sex for 4 hours. And I was like, well, you're not having sex for
you
the full...
You had sex for 4 hours?
Yeah.
Hell no. No.
No, it's you know, once a month at the Glory Hole, and we don't talk about it. But
what me and you?
Yeah,
we do.
I know
we
it's.
Do talk
I know
about
it's
it.
You. All right.
I was going to say, why did you sound so disgusted when I asked? 4 hours, what? And you was like,
"It's the way you
no.
say cheers, bruv, fucking, when you leave."
That's so long.
Right.
4
yeah.
hours.
So I said to
yeah,
him,
but Mike does 3.5. Four. Well,
he's got lots
3 hours,
of people to
minutes.
Get through.
It's like a deli counter.
I'm just. What layer of the counties are you on now? You've obviously done Canterbury. You must have done Kent.
No, he was with Harriet before he left.
So. Oh, yeah, yeah. Kent.
What? Home?
No.
Oh,
Chatham.
No,
Medway,
thank you.
You know.
Yeah.
London?
There's been some London activity.
Edinburgh? Oh, no. We're going back down the list.
There hasn't been Edinburgh.
Newcastle.
Yet. No.
Manchester.
This is a weird
Oxford
conversation. Yes, a bridesmaid once at a function.
Aberystwyth.
I absolutely shouldn't have done. Not Aberystwyth, no.
Bognoregious.
Okay, so he's up at about the L's.
Anyway, yeah, I said to Paul, yeah, like having sex 4 hours, and he was like, oh, I couldn't do that. And I was like, no, well, like, obviously you stop in the middle and, like, you know, you nap and you get snacks. He's like, what, in bed? And I'm like, yeah, like a bed day. And he was like,
you fucking eat in bed.
That's what I said.
Every now and then, yeah.
That's what I said. You don't eat in bed.
Heathen.
Oh, I bet it's crisps. It is.
It's not fucking. No, it's an apple crumble.
You're going
it's biscuit crisps.
It's Pringles, isn't it?
Flaky yeah. pastry.
Oh, I bet you.
And then to top it off with one of those Galaxy 12s and a 12 thing, like that you can't eat without
the ripple.
Dropping fucking chocolate yeah. everywhere.
The ripple is a dangerous beast. But you can drink coffee through it, and it is a revelation. Bite the top off a ripple, coffee.
It's having a cappuccino, isn't it?
It's good times, isn't it? Nah. It's fucking good times.
Nah. Although, if you the best thing, I might try that actually, because you know when you eat chocolate and then drink coffee?
Yeah. Good times.
Sublime,
honestly, mate, drink it through and then the ripple melts and you got yourself a mocha.
No, I don't.
I won't be drinking that.
I don't drink fancy coffee. I'm a oat milk flat white macchiato,
the first,
man.
Mate, the first coffee shop I ever went to, because I don't really drink coffee, I went on a date with this girl in Brighton, and it was called like something Ed's, and the seats were toilets. Decommissioned shit Ed's, very good. They were decommissioned toilets, and this fucking this coffee. I went and I was like, just milk and two, please. And they looked at me like I was the biggest cunt in the room, and I was like, Just a normal coffee, just milk and two.
Are you used to that?
And he was like, don't you mean an Americano? And I was like, yep, that.
No, I want coffee yeah. with milk and two fucking yeah. sugars in it. You call it whatever the fuck you want. That's what I want.
Yeah. That's why I always get flat white. Know where you are with flat white. And it's strong.
A latte, just because I prefer a little bit
or
more
latte,
milk.
Yeah. Latte's like my safety coffee.
Yeah.
Because I'm a queer... I have a frappe. Those are the rules.
Duffy has frappes. Yeah, she likes that.
She likes cock too.
She works her way through the menu. I'm a one drink guy.
Okay, interesting.
She does like cocks. Yeah.
That's just been a revelation for you. We watched a film.
Yeah, so what rhymes with cocks? Box. Right, back on the film.
Let's get back on Pinhead. Man, the voice is fucking awesome.
Yeah.
It's so otherworldly and kind of...
Yeah,
it's so fucking good. It does sound a little bit like
the. While you think of that, I just want to talk about the gasp, which is one of the Cenobites. If you,
oh yeah, yeah,
oh Wheezy, I called it.
The one with the neck open.
Yeah,
the fucking the pin through the throat.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
And I didn't need to see the inside.
That
what was with the weird porn
that,
angle?
That's what I said. I don't like that. It was shit CGI apart from anything else.
Yeah.
There's so many better ways they could
it
have
It was very
that.
Mortal Kombat.
Yeah.
And Clive Barker, though, isn't it? It's going to have a...
Did he actually have anything to do with this?
Yeah, he was a
producer.
Oh, right. Okay.
I just... Yeah.
Isn't he a producer on all the Hellraiser films?
Although, what a fucking... when the way that she, I imagine, I don't know, says, the Cenobite says to the woman, she's like... Heaven is one note of prayer ringing out forever. There are so many more sounds the human body can make. And it was like, oh my God.
Fucking squelch.
It was really. Yeah. It was just. Oh, it was really. Although she's like, "Oh, we've got so many sounds to make you. We've got so many things to make you feel," and then just rips her in half. I'm like, "Well, you've wasted that, haven't you?"
Yeah. Although I feel like she's still alive somehow. You know, and there's just this pain.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I mean, that guy's got the big mechanism for his chest, and he's still alive.
Mm-hmm. All the lines that Cenobites have are just so. I don't know what the word is, but like sickly evil.
Yeah.
You know, but they say him in, but they say him in such a
crafted.
Yeah, crafted tone. It's like my favourite wrote it down is save your breath for screaming. But the way she says it, yes. Like, save your I can't remember what was the line in the first one that Pinhead says, like your screaming is such sweet or save your scream.
I
can't remember what it was, but yeah. But it's sort of similar to that one, but it's just
Delivered like a priest. It's delivered in the way a pious, holy person would say. And and these are the priests of Leviathan.
Yeah.
Hell priests, Clive Barker likes.
Yeah.
Regrets calling the novella The Hellbound Heart in lieu of Hell Priest. Well, I'm so glad it's called Hellbound Heart.
Yeah.
Because the title of the book, it's like, it's the exact opposite of what the fuck. Well, it sounds like a romantic action thriller. The Hellbound Heart.
Hellbound Heart.
But it's not that.
No.
it feels a bit like Poe, that kind of title, The Hellbound Heart.
Yeah, exactly like that, yeah. Maybe that's what he ripped off, you know.
Maybe.
And it's what I liked about this film as well, it's more about the box.
Yeah.
Yeah, with
way more.
Yeah, yeah, and I like the fact that it is a puzzle box now.
Yeah, I read.
I mean,
that
was a kind of a puzzle box first, but it's like each one has a stage. You have to do something to it, and
I got confused. I thought there were multiple boxes.
No,
because obviously you get that one at the start. That's the
Leviathan.
I actually wrote them all down.
Yeah, so did I. Yeah.
Oh, if you want to say it.
So the six configurations of the box represent its six gifts, which is lament, which is life, lore, which is knowledge, laudant, which is love. Liminal, which is sensation, Lazarus, which is resurrection, and Leviathan, which is power.
Right.
Yeah, it's very interesting.
I like the expansion of the lore.
Yeah. I like seeing the box move properly too.
Mm-hmm.
And I like the blade, although why'd you keep picking that box up? You know that the blade comes out.
Because the intention is you don't. Like, you get cut and then you're never touching the box
fucked.
Again.
Yeah. Absolutely fucked. I like that. So the opening when we're at the... Because it does feel very much like a Hellraiser film.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But like, I don't know, in a more, obviously a more modern way, but even its structure's more modern. So you've got like the Scooby Gang, which is like a structure of modern horror films. Like you've got your core four.
Core four, yeah.
And I liked most of them. I like the lead girl. I've seen her in something before. I can't think what it was. Oh, I should look this stuff up before the podcast.
Well, you can look it up.
And I liked, even though he was shifty as fuck, I liked the guy.
The rich guy?
No, the...
Trevor.
Trevor.
Yeah, it's Riley, Trevor, Matt, Colin and Nora.
That's it, yeah. Obviously, the brother ain't in it much, and he's just a bit of a killjoy when he is in it.
Yeah.
Oh, but the that scene where Riley is called down to the basement and the brother is there, and she hugs him, and then she finds out that it's just flayed skin.
Because and then he says, "Watch my back."
Yeah.
But it ain't there.
Yeah, just some truly distressing. Considering the kind of, you know, all the stuff that we've seen collectively, there was still some stuff in this film that I was like, ooh. The reaction of the first guy that gets killed in the intro, he does a really good job of, and I don't know if he's trying to, I imagine he is, of that fine line between pleasure and pain. Because when he first gets impaled, that doesn't sound like a man in pain.
Who are we talking about? Robert Pattinson.
Literally the first
Robert
guy.
Robert Pattinson, yeah.
Joey.
The first guy that gets killed.
But one thing I did like about that scene was the fact it all happened off to the side.
Yeah.
Like, all you could hear is the trains coming and the squelching and then the scream and then just a little bit in the background where it gets levitated or pulled up. And it's, but all the focus was on the main guy, not him. And I kind of like that, you know. It's
Voight. What's his name?
Voight. Yeah,
Voight. Because you kind of got what that was happening just through his kind of look. I love the chains. I've always loved the chains.
Yeah.
Well, now Cheer can splice rope into anyone.
So, podcast chains?
No.
He's
podcast
got such,
chains.
He's got really such sights to that. Show you.
No podcast chains.
No. So there's parts of the original scores from Hellraiser and Hellraiser 2 in this film.
Mm-hmm. spliced in.
Spliced in, if you will. Mm. Like the chains into a man's skin.
They're more hooked. I wouldn't say they're spliced.
Yeah, hooked in.
He's giving the performance of a man who's taking a thumb up the ass for the first time.
Hey, Paul.
No, not Paul.
The guy,
Paul just goes, continue speaking.
Yeah, I've got quite big thumbs.
Yeah, actually.
When he hitches a ride, it's only lorries that pull over. That's how good his thumbs are.
It's the short shorts.
Do you like murder? So do we. Crimes Like These is a UK-based true crime podcast with me, SJ, and my fellow co-hosts, Paul and Sam. Here's a preview of what to expect.
Collectively labelled as a deviant sociopath. That's
like some sort. Oh, that's like that's something so from some sinister. Sort of Marvel film that
yeah. Like an evil villain.
Yeah, just.
They always do, though, don't they? They always look normal.
Not always. Jeffrey Dahmer didn't look normal.
Sorry. She's gonna get defensive now. We need to watch out.
Check us out on Twitter at Crimes Like and Instagram at Crimes Like These. You can listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Guys, I don't know if you know, but Gottmik from RuPaul's Drag Race auditioned for the part.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I know.
Did he
get it?
It's
crazy. No. So basically...
She? He?
He went out of drag, she in drag.
Okay.
I think. Did a Cenobite look, so did a pinhead look. And basically based on that,
like
the...
Elvira pinhead.
The production company sent him a thing and was like, you need to read for pinhead. And he was like, I didn't get the part because I wasn't menacing enough. which to be fair.
Yeah, but, I mean, but to be fair, are...
to be fair, the person who got the part is also trans, Jamie something or other. So
yeah.
Yeah, like it was never down to any of that side of things. It just got milk, didn't have the right...
Got Mick.
Yeah. So I want to point out, just before I forget, because we realised we didn't say who the director was, David Bruckner. Who interestingly also directed The Ritual, which we've done.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Southbound, which I've not seen, but I've heard is brilliant. The Night House, which is really good. The 2019 Creep Show, one of the segments on VHS.
Wow.
Oh, okay.
Oh, pedigree then.
Big time.
I've not seen any of those, but.
What?
No. You've seen VHS?
No, I haven't.
Why haven't you seen VHS?
Haven't you seen The Ritual? We've done it on the podcast.
Before I got here.
Oh, I forgot you weren't on it.
You didn't watch... Hang on, wait. You didn't watch any of the films?
No.
Why?
Because you didn't like horror.
That's half bad.
So you just listened to our podcast?
Yeah, I'll support my mates.
Yeah, man. Yeah, fair play. Thank you.
But you didn't...
Plus, I found you funny.
Plus, he was like, one day I'll get
found.
On this podcast.
Found. Past tense. I found you funny.
And then I joined.
You did all those fucking rope puns so you can fuck off.
Now it's just like, so it's just really fucking annoying. It's just four people trying to talk over each other. It's fucking it's chaos, frankly.
It's just me talking too fast and breathing too loud.
Yeah, you need to watch The Ritual. It's great for
me. I've actually kind of want to.
You should. You actually kind of want to.
Also, The Night House is really good.
Yeah?
Is that the Kevin Bacon one?
No.
Kevin Bacon doesn't do horror films.
Yes, he does.
The Invisible Man.
You fucking idiot.
He did The Invisible Man.
Yeah.
No, Hollow Man, sorry.
Stir of Echoes.
Friday Tremors. The 13th.
Stir of Tremors. Echoes is a fucking brilliant film, by the way, while we're on that.
Okay. But we didn't watch that. We watched Hellraiser.
No.
Look at me bringing it
should
back
have
in.
Should put that in the pot, though, now I think about it. Got a whole new batch coming up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Where were we?
RuPaul's Drag Race.
RuPaul's Drag Race, person trans, which actually keep.
Oh, yeah,
keeping
the director.
Oh, yeah.
Also a director of a bunch of other cool films.
So, in your research for this, you said that the budget on opening week, so that it made on opening weekend.
$10,000. $10,000.
How the fuck?
It doesn't surprise me at all.
Really?
Yeah, because A, it was a limited release.
Right.
B, it.
How limited, though, to only have made $10,000?
Well, it wasn't out here
house.
At all.
Yeah, I don't think it came out
here.
It came
straight to streaming over here.
Oh, yeah, okay. It was Hulu.
Yeah, and I think most places, so it was basically like, you know, Netflix have started now releasing some of their stuff, actually quite widely now, but at the start, it was very limited.
I suppose, and they come out around the COVID-y sort of time as well, didn't it?
2022, so, yeah.
Yeah, that would have had a massive impact on the cinema.
And then you've got also take into the fact that it's, what, the 8th or 9th film in a franchise that is terrible, let's be honest. And it's also a reboot. And also, they'd changed the gender of the main character.
Yeah, but
a beloved main character.
Yeah.
So it had nothing going for it, really.
And it was shame. Successful.
Apart from the awesome director and the fact that it's fucking brilliant.
It's really, really good.
Yeah, I think that was like the last one was the first one without, what's his name? Doug.
Doug Bradley.
Doug Bradley was the first one without him. Like, they had another guy playing it, and people didn't like that either. Right. They were like, oh, no,
they
can't
actually,
be.
They approached him to play, to do like a cameo in this film, but he didn't want to do it. He said it was, there were two reasons. So one, he was concerned, he had COVID concerns because it was like filming in like late 21.
Yeah.
And also he didn't want to tarnish his Pinhead legacy, if you like. But he was very supportive of the gender swap of the main character.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I'm glad he didn't, to be honest.
Yeah,
I like this stands on its own 2 feet, not going, you know, it's like, no, we are our own film.
Yeah.
Not, oh, we're, look, here's him. Like, no, this is us.
Yeah, yeah. I'd watch Hellraiser 2022.
Yeah, that's what it, well.
The two-inning.
Hellraiser 2 is not bad.
No, but like I'd watch a sequel to this film, is what I'm saying.
Oh, shit, yeah. So would I, yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Do we know if there's one in there?
No,
no.
There's not after the reception this got.
Nah.
Which is a shame because you could have really had some fun with it, and I really like the idea of using the blade of the thing to get other Cenobites.
So did I.
Oh, that was good.
And you could have turned them against each other. You could have had a story of one person, which I guess we kind of got with Voight becoming a Cenobite himself, but the idea of one person trying to turn the Cenobites against each other for your own personal gain. I thought that could be quite an interesting concept to explore.
The way the priest almost was smiling when it was happening. There was no stop, you know, she's going to take my Cenobites or anything. She was almost like smiling at the ingenious
smart,
what she was doing.
She knew the whole time
but also
what was going to happen. Like, there was no doubt. She was just solid the whole time. There was no flapping. There was no... like lack of confidence. She knew the outcome. She knew what it was going to be because she tricks.
Yeah,
she's a trickster.
Mm. It's like the whole. I did like the whole thing of like, now we've got your blood, and it's her choice. Not like it's not just a case of, oh, you've got your blood. You're the sacrifice. It's like, no, because you've got control of the box.
I'm not sure though, because that was a bit inconsistent.
Yeah,
because the first guy didn't have a choice, and loads of the others didn't have a choice. It was really only her that had the choice. Because they seemed interested in her. Because she literally said to her, "I want to see what you do next."
Well, that's because she dodged the blade at the start.
Yeah.
So they were like, "Oh, well, we were summoned, but we haven't got your blood. Well, like, there's something different about her."
I think that's the loophole. So if you manage to solve the configuration without getting stabbed, you move on to the next configuration.
Right.
So they keep you. Obviously, you're alive because they want you to get through all of them.
Because
I think they want you to become that fucking crucified.
They want you to become
Cenobite
a Cenobite. Yeah.
I don't think they want you to be the crucified. Well, they don't care because you get the choice of six.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
Although you go through the levels.
But each time someone goes through a level,
oh, yeah, someone
there's
gets
six people have been killed and added.
Oh, and then you get your reward.
Yeah.
I mean, none of them are good, though.
Because, I mean, it's like at the end where he chose Sensation, and that's why he was getting all his veins or his tendons stretched. And then he changes his mind, and because he was technically the one that caused the last configuration... She's like, oh, I like you. And she lets him change his mind.
You get your reward. Oh, bad luck.
Yeah.
I fucking loved, you know, when they first went to the mansion, and it's obviously in the pictures, it's not got all that stuff over it. And I literally said out loud, I was like, oh, it's like a Faraday cage. And then it kind of was.
Yeah.
Like, it was protection against the lightning of Leviathan and also trapped the Cenobites inside. I was like, oh, okay. So that was good. Did any of you guys really want to see what else was in that occult collection?
Yeah.
Oh, God, yeah.
Because there was that spear in the back and there was like a spearhead. And I was like, oh, I wonder if that's... Because normally when people are showing, oh, these are some occult items,
there's a fucking spearhead, and it's the spearhead that I don't know what I forget what it's called. The spearhead was the one that pierced Christ.
Yeah, yeah.
It's supposed to have a cult. Yeah, well, it's in Constantine all the time.
Yeah, I know when Joey was walking through, I don't know what the book was, but the second thing he looked at was a pair of anguish. It was more a torture device than anything else.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah, I don't know if you know a pair of anguish. It's where you stick it up somewhere and then open it out until it splits.
Oh. Where, Joe?
That's interesting because of that Cenobite.
Yeah.
That Cenobite with the arms that split the wounds at the hands.
That was so cool.
That made me feel a bit, I was like, oh no.
The Cenobites in this are fucking... They're so good.
Yeah.
Like, because, let's be honest, the Cenobites in Hellraiser are just a bit funny.
Like, what's the... Is it the third one with the CD guy?
Yeah. Don't even... that's the first Hellraiser I ever seen.
Yeah, same. Oh, yeah,
in fact, we probably watched it together.
Wouldn't doubt it, man. I used to love that film back in the day. But then I watched it, like, they did it on the Horrible podcast about 5 years ago, and I watched it then.
Because that's what you're supposed to do, Che. If you listen to a podcast where people are watching horror films, you watch the horror film as well? You ninny. Yeah,
it's bad. That is third it? One. Yeah. Oh my God, it's so awful. Stupid.
That was when I was...
It's when it proper lot. I mean, as I say, the first two, they had the same sort of story, but the third one was just Hollywood cashing.
Because like the second Hellraiser is to Hellraiser what Aliens is to Alien.
Oh,
like,
wow, okay.
It's just more.
Mm.
And it continues straight on from the first one.
In fact, the best way to describe the third one is that's when they wanted to start selling Cenobite toys.
Right.
If you get what I mean, it's
this
like...
This is a Cenobite action figure. Collect them all.
Yeah.
Tom McFarlane's there just rubbing his hands together.
Yeah, like, how many different types can we make? You know,
Oh, it's the pee-pee poo-poo Cenobite from Mattel coming this Christmas.
I did like the fact they did keep Chatterbox in this one, though.
Yeah, so
and, but the new design of him, fucking amazing.
Mm. They kept some lines from the first film as well. Yeah.
We have such delights to show you.
Yeah, that. And there's also when they go into the mansion and Trevor goes to the bar, he says to her, oh, what's your poison?
Oh, what's your pleasure?
Yeah, what's your pleasure?
Yeah. Mm. One thing when you said about the Faraday cage and going into the thing, when she's like testing the switches.
Yeah.
Once you realise one of those switches closes a door, why would you keep touching it just in case you won't trap yourself in there?
Honestly, it always confuses me in horror films where people, they'll touch goop. They'll fucking switches left, right, and centre.
You don't want to touch goop.
Nah, man. Yeah. I've been watching a lot of X-Files, and Mulder's always just putting his hands in shit and then looking at it. You know what that is.
Well, one trope that I've really got me in this film was where they break into the safe. Why is it in movies they think breaking off the thing that unlocks it, unlocks
it's the easiest safe break in the history of safe breaks. Like, although you've got to wonder whether it was that secure.
Yeah. Actually, if you notice when it opens, there's no bars in it to actually lock in the first place.
Yeah, that's true. It's just a Yale lock.
Yeah.
Didn't even do that. Just open the door. They didn't actually just try pulling on it. It would have opened.
Yeah. Because actually, even though we'd already seen it around here before, I'd forgotten about most of this film.
Same. I said that to him. Yeah. I'd forgotten about 80% of it.
Yeah. And it's a bit I thought early in the film was like, oh, that's intelligent. And then I realised, like, no, it's because Trevor was in on it. Where she offers him the box, he's like, no, I ain't fucking touching it.
Yeah.
I was like, nice.
Someone's smart in a horror movie.
Yeah, someone's smart. And then it turns out, that's because he knows.
Although he's not that smart because he's involved and he can't think that he's going to come out of that unscathed.
Yeah.
Does he know what he's involved in, though? I think he's just
I think he's seen some shit. I mean, he's seen the guy with the fucking dirty great mechanism through his chest.
Oh, yeah.
But he's seen the Cenobites.
I don't think it's in the Cenobites by that point.
Had he not?
No.
Oh.
That didn't come about. But as the guys, because I was saying about in the start of it, like who goes out with someone in the 12-step program, which obviously means he's in the 12-step program, which means he doesn't make smart choices.
Yeah.
And if you got a weird bitch guy, as much as he got thing, if he offers you enough money and you're in that frame of mind.
I thought she was in the 12-step.
I think they're both.
They're both, because I assume they met in there. Because obviously they made it quit pretty obvious. She was trying to quit drugs.
Well, that's a stupid statement then.
We're trying to quit drugs.
No. Who dates somebody in a... Like, if you've met somebody,
you wouldn't...
It.
As an addict, you wouldn't want to date another
addict. That would be, like, chaos.
Or he knew it was a good place to find an easy manipulation person.
Also true.
He was an addict.
But, I mean, she didn't look like an addict.
You never see him do any drugs.
No. Or apart from painting her lips 3 inches outside of her lip line.
No. She looked at the Hoover rock. She was like, what
just
doing?
She looked like she'd been sucking strawberry ice poles all day.
There were some incredibly well shot scenes in this movie. Everything inside the mansion was fucking. Was
the mansion
great.
Itself was cool.
Oh,
as well.
The design of that mansion's lovely.
I liked that you wasn't like you didn't feel particularly lost at any point. Like you knew it did a good job of keeping you like with the configuration of where you were within the mansion, where everyone else was. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I really liked the scene when they were driving up to the mansion. The way that as the car turns, the camera turned with the car. It was very The Shining.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, shit's about to go down.
And it did.
it did.
I did like in the where Nora gets got in the van.
Yeah.
And as they're driving along, he looks in the mirror and you can actually see in the rearview mirror how the van's been stretched.
Oh, that was good, that.
Yeah. Mm.
To them, it must have seemed like she just exploded.
Yeah.
We've all been there.
That was very Nightmare on Elm Street, actually, that.
Yeah, it must have been that bit where the way she's just folded almost in half backwards. Like just the pain of that alone. Like, you know,
as a very non-flexible
person. Yeah, like, my spine does not bend forwards, let alone that far backwards.
As someone with a really bad back.
Yeah, wouldn't even need the hooks. It's like, yeah, no, that hurts. I'm in hell already.
Yeah. I just can't lay flat for too long. That's hell.
You need the Homer Simpson trash can.
Yeah.
Push you over it. You'll be all right.
Is it your plan to drop in like a Homer Simpson reference into every episode?
Do I? Do I really?
I vaguely remember episode editing one where you talked about Homer having the camera in the hat.
Oh, yeah.
I just fucking love early Simpsons, man.
Yeah. I watched the newish episode of Simpsons the other day.
Yeah? Was it?
Yeah, it was quite funny still, but yeah, it didn't feel as edgy.
Mm.
It used to feel kind of edgy, didn't it? Mm-hmm. It's not South Park.
No, that's still
edgy as fuck.
Speaking of edgy as fuck, we watched a film? Question mark?
There's edges in it.
There's lots of them.
Very
faces.
Sharp edges.
Yeah. Thinking about the switches as well, like, if you was in an abandoned mansion... Yeah. Like, you can see that's an electrical box with all the breaker switches.
Yeah.
Why are you going to start turning the switches off?
Because the light was on.
The light was off.
They were trying to turn them off.
No, the light was blinking in the electrical
box. So turning it off at the power grid ain't going
to
help it.
No, everything was off. They were trying to turn it all on.
No, when they walked in, there were lamps on.
Oh.
Because it literally said when they walked in, I said, why are there all the lamps on?
I think they were trying to get the power on. Because you can see as they're doing it, eventually they do get all the lights on.
I'm sure the power's already on.
They might have had side lights. I don't know. They just wanted to play with switches. I know that feeling.
It's dumb.
If I'd have walked in there and seen a bank of switches, guess what I would have done?
Died.
So this is why Dan's banned from every recording studio in London.
Yeah.
And the Scientology Centre.
And IKEA. Just running around.
Costa.
There's so many of them.
I've never been to IKEA.
You've never been to IKEA?
Never been.
I've only been once. Don't bother.
Dan, yeah. I'll take you to IKEA.
Don't bother.
No, oh, come on.
You feel, honestly, once you're in there, you can't get out. It's huge, and it's a maze, and it's a one-way system, right?
Dan, I want to take you to IKEA now.
Why? I don't want to go.
Be nice.
But
there's and no... even funnier if you're miserable the entire time. I'll take loads of pictures of me being like...
Yeah, it's
once you hug a Dunkelschnog, it'll change your life. There'll be these big bears, and you'll have a lovely time.
It's hard work in there, don't go.
I'll just hug you and then pretend you're a Dunkelschnog or whatever you just said.
No, I've been compared to one.
What, a big bear?
I mean, yeah. Yeah.
He's not a twink, is he? What's in between?
Well, I mean, how much detail do you want me to go into? There's quite a few. So you've got like names, you've got twinks, you've got otters, you've got bulls.
Otters.
Yeah, an otter is like an older person who's still like quite skinny, but like they're not hairless. The twinks are typically got neck down alopecia.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Holla.
You're not a twink. Bulls are like the fucking built dudes. Bears are like built dudes that have got a bit of extra.
What dick?
We're talking Leviathan configurations still. Or?
This is the LGBTQ Leviathan configuration.
So you've got the ball configuration, the otter configuration,
the toss in the salad configuration.
So what's the what's the final configuration?
Scissoring.
Okay. Wait, yeah. Two dudes.
Yeah,
can that work?
Just rubbing balls. Oh. I think it's called frotting, and it is a thing. Oh. You just wank both of you off. Oh. So there you go.
It sounds like extra work.
You You scissored. We came.
Well, it's better to run with scissors than scissor with the runs.
Oh, no. I bet there's porn of that. That's out there for sure. Oh. That is out there.
Any other closing points?
Yeah, I like when she...
Yeah, don't let that be the closing point.
That's a when, solid point.
When she basically turns around to herself, what's your choice? She's like, fuck you. I don't want the choice.
Yeah.
Even though it's quite like, she goes, oh, you've chosen lament, which is life.
Yeah.
And then she's just like, she still chose.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, sucks for you. Off you go. And she's like, oh. Wait a minute, is that easy?
I quite like that because
it's like playing into the arrogance of the Cenobites, where they're like, you're going to regret this. No. And they truly believe that.
But actually, yeah, I kind of like that because they stick to their rules. Like...
Yeah, but again, think about the type of person who's going to seek out that box and then what they're going to do. They're never going to pick life because that's what they're trying to escape from. Yeah, they're always going to go for something else.
Well, yeah, they're obviously seeking riches and power.
Yeah, exactly. They're after something. So... they've got life already. They wouldn't see about it. So actually, it's quite good that there's an option in there.
If you couldn't pick life, which one would you? Which
knowledge.
One would you pick?
Knowledge.
Oh my God! What? No.
But what would you learn?
What would they do?
You would learn something horrific, and it would teach you in such a way that only you knew, and you couldn't explain it to anyone else.
I mean,
everyone would think you're fucking nuts.
Or it could be
they'd
just...
show you like fairies are real or something, and you'd be like, they're real and they caused 9/11. And everyone would be like, Dan, you're a fucking idiot.
It could just be like,
I get called that all the time anyway. So if I just say it because of the fairies started 9/11, so what?
Yeah, because like his was sensation, so he always felt pain. And as you said, it not long enough to get numb to it.
Why the fuck would you choose sensation?
Because he was like, he was in like a sex cult. He was performing sex magic.
Oh,
so
I see.
He was like, I've got everything. Yeah, exactly. I've got everything this world can offer me. I need like, I want the ultimate sensation. And he thought, obviously, he was just going to be coming all the time.
Well, yeah, but if you were, you'd just get bored of it, wouldn't you, after a while? Like anything else, you'd just be accustomed to it.
Certainly anything under 4 hours.
Oh, Jesus Christ. You get four hours, you'd be fucking sore and bored.
Yeah. How long, like, must they have sat down and thought of that? Like, can you imagine? Sensation. And just the thought of having that device in you, constantly tweaking at your nerves at random points.
Yeah, but that's the thing. He didn't realise that, did he?
No. I'm just talking about that as a device.
Oh, yeah. That's pretty genius device.
Okay, so you pick law. What would you pick?
Life. Fucking hell.
What would you pick? No, you can't pick lament. You can't pick lament. Fucking hell. You've got to pick one of the others. You're going to become a Cenobite?
No. What the fuck, man? It's an impossible choice, isn't it? Because they're all going to lead to horrible shit.
Yeah, they're all going
to
be horrible.
Yeah, but if you didn't know that, if you found this box that said, if you solve this puzzle, it can grant you one of six
gifts. So if you didn't know?
Yeah.
Like power. I'd end up becoming a Cenobite. I'd have picked power.
Nah, I wouldn't pick power.
Leviathan for me.
Fucking hell, I don't know. Yeah, knowledge, I think.
Yeah, as I say, the only one I'm interested. Because that's what I liked where she was trying to like push her towards resurrection.
Yeah, because I think with knowledge, you could apply that to and get a lot of the other things.
Knowledge is
it depends. It depends on what the knowledge is. And the knowledge could drive you fucking insane.
Yeah, but you don't know that, which was your point to me a minute ago.
Oh, okay.
Because the way I could... you saying it is like, how would it be twisted? Mm. It could be something like your eyes are hooked open permanently.
Yeah.
So you learn, you never stop seeing something.
Fucking hell.
Or you see like every mutilation, death in the history of the world. Yeah. That's your knowledge of death.
Your knowledge is all you know when you're going to die or when.
Because you know it's going to be horrible. Though.
Yeah. It's like, because like the resurrection, I'm guaranteed like he'll just come back all mutilated or something
probably
like that.
Without the skin on and shit.
Yeah. Because that's saying at the ending of this film, where she goes, Colin was saying, oh, what happened? She went, I made a choice. And he went, was it the right one? And then he just cuts to her. I wish that's where the film ended. I didn't actually like seeing him turn into a Cenobite.
Yeah.
I would have cut that bit clean off.
Maybe in a deleted scene.
It felt like a deleted scene.
Yeah, it did. Actually, because they were clearly going for a heaven and hell concept there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, and it was a little bit heavy-handed.
Mm.
Yeah, it just felt tacked on. Like you see him obviously going up to meet his god because that's what he demanded.
Well, maybe if they put that before that bit.
Yeah, you could have seen him turn.
Yeah,
and then you could have seen. Yeah,
but I don't know, it would have felt drawn out, because that whole scene felt drawn out to me. And okay. I think to add that at the end, it would have just stalled a little bit before coming to that end bit. By the time you got back to her, I wouldn't have cared.
Yeah.
Although saying that, for a film with a 2-hour and 2-minute runtime, it doesn't feel long.
No, it doesn't.
It goes really quick, that film.
It is well paced.
Really well paced. Yeah, there's always something interesting happening. Always the story's progressing.
But again, that's why I liked the whole different configurations. It felt like, oh, they're on this section. Now we're on that section. It just kept changing and you wanted to know what was coming next. And so it was just dragging you along and we weren't dragging, as it were.
Yeah. I wonder if each configuration plays out in the film. I wonder if like she's on the law configuration when she goes to the mansion and finds out about...
Interesting.
And
the love configuration when like he's... Yeah, interesting. Yeah.
What would that one have been?
Love?
Yeah.
Oh, like people being obsessed with you, like to the point where they're trying to
kill you.
Yeah.
Sundari.
Like that episode of Buffy where Xander does the love spell.
Yeah. So, get it watched.
Yeah, I would definitely get it watched.
Fucking hell, get it watched. Yeah. It's really good.
Yeah.
Yeah, as I said, if you've watched the other ones and loved the other ones, just watch this one as a standalone. Forget the others. This film is its own thing.
Yeah, don't worry about don't worry about the other films at all.
Yeah, you don't have to know anything about the Hellraisers to appreciate this.
So those were our opinions. If you could just splice some chains into some machetes using some very special rope.
Swing it around your head a bit.
Have a bit of a swing like Kratos from them God of War games and get yourself through the Amazon jungle.
Ow.
Oh,
there's a
pin.
There's a pin in my head.
do we not do the parrot call anymore? Does that
No, we do different animals each week.
No,
we've been doing that for...
Let's do an animal.
Okay, mate. What animal do you want to do?
Let's do a possum.
Okay.
What noise do you want?
Like it.
So, the people of the Amazon jungle were very angry.
Yes, they were.
And they've written many an essay. I'll try and find the shortest ones I can. Go Goal says, awful, a struggle to watch to the end. Why do people watch horror films? Bit of gore, escapism, daft fun, all the usual stuff. What is it with modern horror films that there's none of this but frankly boring characters and a plot going nowhere? The film lasts far too long, and if you've watched the original by halfway through, you're left wondering what's the point. It has a decent start setting the tone, but it has a lead cast of characters you are frankly left disinterested in. The worst thing about this is the main characters, Pinhead and the Cenobites. Yes, they have changed who Pinhead is, but by doing so, they've completely lost the backstory. Gone are his sinister tones that send chills. Gone are the Cenobite sidekicks. They are just
gone.
These odd...
Gone. It's full of them. There's more than there was in the first film.
I said the voice is way better. Yeah.
They are just these odd add-ons and don't really contribute much. Worst thing is Gone is the real horror gore. Instead, we're treated to a bunch of boring individuals running about moaning. I thought the Candyman remake was bad, but this was so bad, it was hard work to finish.
What's interesting is she mentions the Pinhead backstory, but it's stupid and it doesn't turn up till the second film.
Yeah. Mm. 1.5 star, mid-raiser.
It's me in the morning.
Only mid. Need some testosterone, mate.
1 star.
TRT for you.
Yeah, you can tell Disney got their claws into this one because one of the first deaths was a gay man.
Okay.
So?
Did Disney have something to do with this?
No.
Oh, okay.
Why is that relevant?
The yassification of Pinhead.
Hardly.
I wish. Just a gorgeous Pinhead with like long nails. That would have been amazing. Okay, hun. So like you configured the box. Really super love that for you. But I am going to need like 6 more sacrifices. All right, babes? Or it's going to be you.
I'd watch that.
People who are into BDSM would really enjoy this movie.
No, they wouldn't. Oh, I'm really into BDSM. Can you peel my skin back?
Yeah, I'm into skin peeling.
Fucking knob end. James Griffin, who obviously sounds like Peter Griffin. I am a big Hellraiser fan. I love the original trilogy. And he loves the original trilogy.
Oh, dear.
and some of the others, but this was not my cup of tea. If it's not Doug Bradley, it's not my Hellraiser.
Wow. Okay, mate.
1.5 stars. We have such shite to show you.
I like the pun.
Yeah.
I'll give him that.
Tommy says, rubbish. This is very dark, even on a Sony OLED. It is almost unwatchable. That's the actual movie is a bit crap. Added with the darkness, I never finished it.
What? I watched it on a projector and it's not too dark.
I tell you what I actually did struggle with and I didn't mention. At the very start of the film, not the very start, when you get to like the housemates, everyone was mumbling quite a lot.
Yeah, mumblecore, man.
And like, and then we don't really trust him. And then I was like, what the fuck is going on here? But yeah,
I mean, that's my life now. Like, it sounds like everybody mumbles. Yeah. I'm getting old. Yeah. Sorry, speak up.
It's just a horrible cacophony of noise that I don't listen to.
Aid says, don't bother watching. Being a fan of the original films, this remake was rather boring for the first hour, and Pinhead is just not the same, but rather camp. You will work out why if you watch it. The original Pinhead was a lot more hellish looking and better character. Camp?
Yeah, not at all.
He thought Pinhead was camp.
Pinhead is cool. I'm not saying Pinhead's not cool.
Carry on, Pinhead. I'd watch that.
did he assume Kenneth was
James,
male then?
Kenneth James. As
Give
as
it a twist. Oh.
Did he think... Yeah.
James says rubbish. You'll love this. C movie.
Yeah, we did. Cheers.
Last one. Donna says, do not annoy this at all. I bought this thinking it was one of the original Hellraisers, even though it had the fucking date on it.
Wait, what do you mean one of the original Hellraisers? What the fuck does that mean?
And it was not. This movie is very slow. I almost fell asleep.
Slower than Hellraiser?
I turned it off midway as I could not watch no more. If you're wanting a horror movie, don't bother with this one.
I mean, you bought that thinking you was getting one of the original Hellraisers.
Yeah.
How much research did you do?
Which original Hellraiser from 80 to 2016?
Exactly.
What do you want? Also, you're not very smart. Did you not read it?
I must admit, though, that it does annoy me with these legacy sequels where they're just naming... Well, okay, yeah, this one's a reboot. But where they're just naming them after the original film, it's like, it gets very confusing.
Do you know what's even worse than that? Mm. The Fast and the Furious. Their titling makes fucking no sense at all.
Much like the movies.
I love them.
Oh, I love them too.
Yeah, I love them. But they're fucking... You've got Fast and Furious, Too Fast, Too Furious, Fast and Furious, Tokyo Drift, Fast and Furious.
Yep, Fast 5.
Then Fast 5.
Yep.
Then...
Furious 7.
Furious 7.
Oh, no, hold on. We missed 6.
Where's the 6th one?
Yeah, there's whatever the fuck that's called. Oh, then they drop it completely and just go, F9.
And then now it's X, isn't it?
Yeah. There's no consistency.
Like, they're running out of budgeting for letters in the titles.
People with OCD and DVD storage are going to be fucked with those films.
You don't even want to know what I had to do for my Plex.
It's chronological.
No, well, I had to do something. But, yeah, it's so annoying because Too Fast, Too Furious would be right at the start.
They'd just be all over the fucking shelves.
Any recommendations?
Yeah, don't try and organise to the Fast and Furious.
Yeah, or do, please. Just rename them all. I don't know. Have I got any? You go.
Got all right.
We watch a lot of films.
Video games. We sometimes play them. I would suggest that you pick up the video game called Moonlighter. It is a 2D, 16-bit, isometric, like roguelike, kind of. But the plot is you are an owner of a shop and you go dungeon crawling to get better materials for your shop. And it's kind of like a cross between Stardew Valley and Enter the Gungeon. It's fucking great. Just really solid, solid concept. The gameplay loop is so pleasing and definitely just worth your time. Just worth your time. So do that. Cheer.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what, a podcast I started listening to. It's an idea I was toying with my collection. There's a podcast called The Movie Roulette, or The Movie Roulette Podcast. Where basically, they just choose a random film at the end of each episode, and then that's what they review the next episode.
That's what we do.
Yeah.
It stole our idea.
Yeah, Movie Roulette. Yeah. Six-man tag.
Or did we steal theirs?
Us versus yours.
Yeah, no, because I was toying with the idea to do it within my own collection. Because yeah. I've got a load of random ones in there that I'm never going to watch.
Put them in a washing machine.
Yeah, it's just the way I'm going to watch it. Yeah. Still might do it, but obviously I can't call it the Movie Roulette podcast like I was going to.
Now you can't steal someone else's podcast.
No, no.
It's bad form.
Yeah.
Call it...
Movie Poulet.
Nothing. I was trying to think of a play on your name because it's Cheer.
Yeah.
Cheer Eye for the Straight.
Dan?
I haven't got one.
Okay. Paul, what's your recommendation?
No, I don't think I've got one either.
Okay, no worries. Did someone prepare a quiz? Are we fucking that off this year?
I think so, yeah. We ain't done it for ages.
it died a death.
Well, in that case, it's time to...
Oh, I like this bit.
I'm putting my arm right in.
Oh, it's deep.
It's if we pull Shed 17, that's it. Sorry.
I'm leaving the podcast.
Just don't turn up. You did for the others.
Yeah, I was going to have to wait because I'm not watching that over Christmas.
Whoa.
What is it?
Bo is Afraid.
Oh, excellent. Yeah. I've still not seen that.
So no, I hadn't seen it, and that's why I picked it, so we could all watch it.
Never heard of it.
It's apparently fucked.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's Ari Aster and A24.
Yeah.
Oh, yay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yep. Speaking of which, Alex Garland has teamed up with A24 for his new film, Civil War, and it looks fucking incredible.
We don't need no Civil War.
Well, here's another revelation for you. This will be the first Ari Aster film I've ever seen. Yeah, whoa. I've not seen Hereditary or Midsommar either.
What the fuck are you?
again, this is a horror movie podcast. Supposed to have seen something.
You can't watch films by proxy of listening to podcasts. You have to bite the bullet sometimes and just watch the film.
Why haven't you seen them? They're fucking brilliant.
Mm. They are incredible.
Well, that's why I was going to do my podcast. Was like, what? So give me an excuse to watch all my DVDs.
Wait, is your podcast just going to be you on your own talking?
I was thinking, I was working on an idea. I'm still toying with it.
Because I've heard you talk with other people.
Oh my God.
Can you imagine a solo Jim podcast? I would listen to it.
I would love to see you try and edit yourself.
I'd listen to it. At the end, I'd be like, what film is he talking
about? It'd be an hour podcast in 5 minutes.
you'd have to slow it down to quarter speed just to be able to like listen to it.
Go, wow, this cheer guy's got a really deep voice.
Welcome to my podcast.
Imagine doing a live one like people are like, who the fuck's this guy? Where's Cheer?
So until next time, the real horror is Cheer doing a podcast on his own. He's been Paul.
He's been Dan.
He's been Cheer.
And he's been Mike.
Bye!
Hello, you beautiful little chocolate hands. It is the one and only Mike here, from the After Horror podcast. I would really bloody like it if you wrote a little review on iTunes or anywhere where you could write a review.
Wait, this is going on the end of every podcast and this is what you've chosen to do.
Yeah. Can I continue?
Yeah.
You can write it on the side of a bathroom wall if you wanted to. Just wherever people will read it. And on that note, you could tell your friends. All 5 of your friends will probably want to hear the wonderful stylings of 4 idiots as they watch horror films and do their best to talk about it, but mostly get sidetracked. You could also go on our social medias at @AfterHorrorPodcast or on Twitter @AfterHorror. And if you're feeling particularly hunty, you could go to our email @afterhorrorpod@outlook.com. See you later, and keep wearing that sweater. It's really working for you.
There you go.
Amazing.
No, not one of us has got superpowers.
That you know of. Secret identity.
We can all... come 50 yards, right?
I mean, define yards.
They are defined.
If you define yards as, say, millimetres.
Then I have quite the yardage on my old boy. This isn't going in the recording,
quite
right?
The shot put. Oh, it is.
This will go on at the end, won't it? This will be the end. Longer discussion because it's the new year.
I like that you're doing the fingers, but still talking.
I'm not doing the fingers yet, actually.
Go.
Pauline?
Let's do this.
All right. You don't have a full name. I can't, you know, Daniel.
I'll accept Pauline.
Good.
Quirk would be my preference. Yes.
Can we do a separate... This already been done and better than we could do it, but can we do a separate podcast about Jonathan Creek?
Creek of the week.
I fucking love Jonathan Creek. Creek of the week. Let's do it.
Weekly Creek Weekly.
Two geeks.
Give me the creeks.
Two geeks.
Doing Jonathan Creek.
Speak about Creek Weekly.
Two geeks. Why are they
doing
it?
Why are they doing it weekly? What's wrong with them? They're just frail. It's me and Paul. You're not allowed.
Forathon Creek.
It rhymes.
Fornathon. Oh no.
So, boys, what have we been up to?
Fuck. All right. Sure. Good luck, Dan.
No. We're doing a hard fucking cut.